stars that never were, are parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
This has been Outside the Line Studio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in
Medford.
I like Medford. Some tea.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
I like some tea.
We will be back next Friday with some playing more of our favorite hits.
Right.
Does anybody have any shout-outs before we close out today?
Mike J, please give me a call after you get up tomorrow, and I would greatly appreciate it. And if you look out your window, I think it is raining. As they said it was.
Rain.
It's raining now.
I don't know. I guess we'll go outside and see. Yeah.
It's raining. It's pouring. Yo, man, it's snoring.
Take me to the sea.
Anyone else have any other shout outs for today?
Check.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
my psychic derailleur. Drive this car to the sea. Spend the night as high as I can in a towering hemlock. But it's no use, it can always be found. A creature of habit has no real protection. I tell her I'll leave if she don't settle down. She sees it to lie on closer inspection. Like everyone else does.
this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
I'm moving. the arms of a long-distance lover. Then they turn back the covers and dance the red over till the light of the dawn.
Ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
must have in those early days. You have to be strong at such a very young age. A new life on Lima Lane. So won't you listen? In the fall of 82, I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thanking you. So won't you listen to me now? Something I never told you. Thank you.
not your fault. I was being too demanding. I must admit, it's my pride that made me distant. All because I hoped that you'd be someone different. There's not much I know about you. Fear will always make you blind. But the answer is in clear view. It's amazing what you'll find face to face. Until I hit the bottom. But when I faced you in my blank confusion, I realized you weren't wrong. It was a mere illusion. It really didn't make sense just to leave this unresolved. It's not hard to go the distance when you finally get involved face to face.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank. Compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Fool. He don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you ought to hit him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leaves them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
With another man, that's the end, little girl. and leave this place behind, below the moon. A different state of mind, assume myself farther